like P.T. Barnum's actors playing the part of Civil War soldiers in 1861, there are still men and women dressing up for make-believe battle today. I'm talking, of course, about Civil War reenactors.
Today I'm the federal commander of the siege of Bridgeport.
Serious reenactors spend hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars every year to relive the battles. And they'll tell you that if you just give it one weekend, put aside the errands and the smartphone and the TiVo, you'll get hooked too. Last week at the siege of Bridgeport in Alabama, reenactors weren't just fighting each other. They had to contend with the weather as well.
We have no idea what we're doing.
They're going to do whatever I tell them to do. I am Michael Cheeks.
A little quicker, people.
I'm out of East Tennessee, in the Knoxville area. I am commander of the 1st Tennessee Cavalry, United States Volunteers.
My name's Sarah Cheeks, and I'm his daughter. I'll be 21 in August.
She attended her first reenactment when she was
6 weeks old.
About 6 weeks old. And she has been coming to reenactments ever since. You know, for some reason, it's a lot easier to get a female that can ride a horse than it is a male. So I don't see them as females. I see them as cavalry troopers. And they can set a horse and fire a gun. They're my kind of people. My daughter, she's been raised on horses all her life and can probably outride any man here.
I mean, there's not much more to it. If I'm on the back of a horse and a gun, I'm happy.
Why not just put on a big old hoop skirt and a pretty dress?
Have you seen the weather? Have you seen the weather? Do you know how hard those are to clean? Not worth it.
Most of the people, you know, I had ancestors fought on both sides of the war. I had a great-grandfather, a great-great-grandfather and great-great-uncle that fought up in Indiana, had a great-great-grandfather that fought in Kentucky, and they all fought in the same battles, so I could have had one ancestor kill the other two.
It's not big boys playing with big toys. It's a case of getting in touch with your own family and your own heritage.
For some of us, it's just the pleasure of being with other people. For some of us, it's shooting guns, playing with horses. Some of us, it's honoring family members that died in the war.
1862. I'm Missy Baldwin, and I'm from Mineral Bluff, Georgia. My husband is with the 28th Georgia Company. I am wife of a soldier, but when I'm here, my daughter and I, we just kind of portray life back then. I think it was simpler. I think it's probably similar. I mean, things like the Civil War, they start because people feel threatened in their freedoms, and when people think so differently, to make them come together and get a compromise of some sort going, it's a hard thing to do. So in that light, we're probably a lot alike. We're fortunate enough not to actually be in war amongst ourselves yet, but hopefully we won't go there.
We've got a slideshow with lots of images from the Bridgeport reenactment at studio360.org. Gigi Duban produced our story.
That's what we call music.
Lay down, boys, and take a little nap. Lay down, boys.